To the Lions, written by Holly Watt and read by Jasmine Blackborough.
She knew where to go. A restaurant that was quiet, but not too quiet. Loud enough to drown out conversation, quiet enough to catch every word. She didn't want his voice to fade carefully at just the wrong moment. Expensive gaps between tables helped. Floors could be traps. She looked for carpets, floorboards at a stretch. Tiles echoed. Walls could be troublesome too. Wooden panelling was best. Or tapestries. She eliminated sprawling table decorations and discarded live music. She usually, but not always, avoided hotels. Rooms upstairs could shift the mood. She'd learned that expensive was best, because she paid and everyone, was distracted by a dozen oysters or a Chateau Lafitte. She'd had lunch here once before, half enjoying the exquisite food and half twitching at a raucous coffee machine. She tipped well, so the waiters would respond immediately next time. This time. And she had made it clear, but oh so politely, that she did not welcome intrusion. Nothing worse than an interruption. Coffee, more wine, the pudding menu? When all he wanted was that strange sort of peace. She had eaten in all the best restaurants in London. It surprised her now when someone thought it was a treat. It had to be a place where nobody knew her, although you could never be sure. It had happened. But she had seen off that danger. Casey? No, sorry, my name is Caroline. Caroline Eyre. A half laugh. I look like a lot of people. And her friends, knowing what she did, would almost guess and walk away, and her acquaintances would doubt and amble off, half shaking their heads. I could have sworn. The light mattered, of course. Always the light. Every time she walked into a room now, she was aware of the light. Candles and lamps, windows and daylight. Because glare in her eyes could flare everything. She dressed for the surroundings too. Always dark colours. Always expensive fabrics. Clothes that covered everything. But made a man want to strip her bare. She had a generous clothing allowance. They knew it was worth it. And she couldn't use her own clothes. Because the smart suits and the black dresses, the neat shirts and the smart blazers, they would all be ripped apart. And then, in a crooked attic in Holborn, they would be stitched back together. But now, the suits and the dresses, the shirts and the coats, now they were different. Now they were carefully, oh so carefully, embedded with the wires and the buttons, the eyes and the secrets. And no one would ever see the blank, stark stare of the tiniest hidden camera. Chapter 1. The news editor was shouting at his team. Even the people who weren't in the firing line ambled over, because Ross, in a rage, was worth watching. The people who were in the firing line quivered. "You're all fucking useless," he bellowed. He was waving a copy of The Times, which had the exclusive interview with the Home Office Minister. "We've been chasing this fucking story for fucking months. There are at least 5 of you covering this fucking patch, and none of you could find a story in a bloody library." He hurled The Times to the back of the room, where it confettied the health editor. "Fuck's sake, Ross." The health editor jammed the BMA on hold and swung round. "Your aim is about as good as your news sense."